Greg Gardner is the fine Detroit Free Press business writer who covers the auto industry a lot. It's funny, Greg, how much those two cross paths.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
You recently wrote a piece on baby boomers. Forget the kids. It's titled Baby Boomers Drive a Car Sales Boom. Tell us about this story.
Yeah, this is based on a study that J.D. Power did with AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons. And it found that the percentage of new vehicle sales by people 50 and older has risen to 62% from 39% in 2001, 11 years essentially. Meanwhile, the percentage of new vehicle sales by those between 18 and 34 has fallen from, I believe it's 24% to 13%.
When I first saw this story, Greg, I agreed with it. Key of Lansing is the sponsor of this radio show, and it was thought that their market, you know, was kids, 18 to 30, but the owner, Skip Young, here in Lansing, tells us that a large segment of the baby boomer market are buying not only economical cars, but they like hip cars, too.
Well, I mean, all automakers are trying to reach younger buyers, and that's a good business, but I think the reality is that until we see more job creation, there's going to be a large portion of what we call millennials who just simply can't afford a new vehicle. So, yeah, the demographics on some of these edgier new cars are a little bit older than you might think.
Greg, I just wanted to get your take on the billion-dollar first quarter profit for General Motors that exceeded expectations. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they're doing fine here in North America, and they're doing great in China, but Europe is the big problem, and until that gets fixed, you know, we're going to see several quarters where they don't meet or exceed the year earlier number. So, and that's going to get reflected in the stock price not, you know, rising significantly. So that's the issue. It's all about fixing Europe right now.
If you go online to freep.com, Greg has a story that posted a little over 6 hours ago, and its first sentence says, despite Detroit 3's collective first quarter profit of $3.2 billion, shares for Ford and other companies is down. There's a lot of concern about what's going on in Europe, as you just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, they're where we were about 3 years ago when GM and Chrysler went into bankruptcy, but they're just kind of muddling along, so there's no solution in sight.
All right, Greg, before I let you go, what are we going to see during the next couple of weeks? What are you going to be covering? What's going to be at the forefront when it comes to the auto industry?
Well, we've got Ford's annual shareholders meeting this Friday. Don't expect major news out of there. You know, we'll be keeping an eye on Chrysler's launch of the new Dodge Dart, which is coming in the next few weeks.
Well, what do you know about that Dart, and what do you think of it?
I personally haven't driven it yet. I have a couple colleagues who have. They say it's a much, much better vehicle than certainly the Caliber. And, you know, it's their first legitimate small car since the Neon. So, you know, they're going to price it very aggressively. I think it'll do well.
It's interesting how they brought the Dart back. When I think about that, I think about this old, square, small car. Obviously, it's been upgraded since then.
Oh, yeah, it's a totally different vehicle. You know, it's going to be competitive with the Focus and the Cruze and, you know, the Honda Civic. I mean, they've done a good job on it.
All right, Greg Gardner is the fine writer for the Detroit Free Press. If you want to know what's going on business-wise, especially how it relates to the auto industry, just go to freep.com and punch in Greg Gardner. Greg, as always, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.